Well, as I was looking at this week's texts, I was struck by, I was struck by a particular word. And it depends on which translation you use, of course, because all the translations say more or less the same thing, but they use different words to say it. And sometimes a particular phrase communicates or connects with you in a way that it might not otherwise. And the word that hit me this week is from our Philippians reading in verse 17, and what we heard was, join with others in following my example. But in the New Revised Standard Version, it says, imitate me. With Paul talking to the church at Philippi, and he says, imitate me. And I started to think about that, and it struck something in me, and I've been thinking about it ever since. And that's where the sermon title comes from, Who to Imitate? Because we all imitate people, whether we want to or not. We're kind of stuck with it. It's part of being a human being. And there's nothing wrong with it. And it begins right from the time we're born. We imitate our parents. That's why we end up with the accent we have. Of course, everybody thinks everyone else has an accent, and they don't. But that's not the way it works. We all speak with an accent. We pronounce words in a particular way that, for those who have a good ear, can often identify where we're from on the basis of how we talk. And we learn to talk that way, not because we sat down and carefully followed a curriculum or something like that. We talk that way because we imitate the people we're around. We imitate the people we learned to talk from. That's why we have particular turns of phrase that run in families. There are still people who knew my parents who will say, oh, well, that just sounds like something Garth would say. It sounds like something Angie would say. Well, because it's something they said, and they said it a lot, and it became part of who I am. Imitation is not a bad thing. Yeah, it can be, I suppose, but for the most part, it's almost a neutral kind of thing. We used to see this frequently when I still worked at the schools. You could tell when someone had developed a particular connection with a particular professor because they started to talk like them and use the same turns of phrase and consider the same sorts of things important. We'd see it also in the music students. One of our professors was David McIntyre, a tremendous composer and an excellent piano teacher. And for some people, they would begin to play like David. Not consciously, not because those particular mannerisms, and that's what they were mannerisms, not that because that in and of themselves made them a better player, but because they wanted to play like him. Someone better than them. So they ended up imitating him without even trying. And all of us, sometimes when it's pointed out that we sound like someone, can even be kind of annoying to us now and then. No, I don't sound like that. I sound like myself. Because there's something in our culture that highly values this notion, wrong-headed and incorrect as it is, that we can be just ourselves, that we can sort of forge our own path. I think I've said before, one of the most pernicious bits of nonsense our culture has given to us is the myth of the self-made person, as if anybody could get to where they are without the help of all kinds of people they know and thousands more that they don't, who create the society of interdependence in which we live. And so we are connected and we are affected by the people around us. And if we think we're not, we're just fooling ourselves. And Paul doesn't think that we're not. He even says you should pay attention to who you're going to be like. And you should try to be like them. All of us want to be like someone. Hopefully all of us want to be as much like Jesus as we can be. And we imitate what he did as we learn about him in the Gospels. But Jesus is historically removed from us, even if he's immediately present, of course. And even Paul, who we've been asked to imitate, is a long way away. But what if we want to imitate other people? Is that okay? And the answer is yes, as long as we choose them carefully. We want to be aware of who we're trying to be like. All of us have people in our immediate circle and slightly beyond who have particular things that we look at and we value and we say, I would like to be more like that. And it's not limited to those people. It can even go beyond that. There's a long time between Paul and now. And there's been all kinds of people in that couple of millennia who have lived lives that are worthy of imitation. And we can imitate them as well through their writings. Because people who have passed on, who have gone to their reward, we can't talk to them, but we can still see what they wrote. And as we read what they wrote, we can begin to understand perhaps how they thought. One of the most significant influences on me, and someone that I imitated to the point of, well, not ridiculousness, but there are certainly some similarities, was C.S. Lewis. I couldn't imitate him directly. He died shortly after I was born. I never had any opportunity to interact with him directly. But as I came into an authentic, a real faith, C.S. Lewis was someone that I read a lot. And if you would have known me back then, and if you had read C.S. Lewis, you would recognize some of his turns of phrase as I talked about things. Perhaps they're still there. I'm not sure one way or the other after all this time. That's just the way I talk, I suppose. But I became an imitator of C.S. Lewis without intending to imitate him. I didn't say I'm now going to become more like C.S. Lewis. What I said was C.S. Lewis writes about things that are important to me that I think I need to know. And so I learned things from him. And of course, that's part of why we read, is to learn things. But even more importantly, we have the potential to learn about the person who wrote what we're reading and what we're learning by how they write and how they teach. This is also available to us, to people we see on television or we hear on the radio or we listen to in a podcast. People that we don't have a direct connection with but can still be part of. By spending a lot of time reading C.S. Lewis, I didn't just start talking for hopefully a brief period of time, like a mid-20th century Oxbridge Don. That wasn't the goal. But I started to think in some ways, like C.S. Lewis. And it wasn't so much that what he wrote is something that I wrote down and memorized. It's how he wrote and how he approached people. And when he talked about some of his own struggles that I could resonate with or I could understand, through that interaction with him, I think I became a better person. I'm certain I became a better person. I look at people differently than I did before. And that's part of what came out of that. It made me a more generous person without spending a lot of time writing about generosity. But as he talked about other people and how he interacted with their ideas, even when he disagreed with them, what I got from that was a generosity of spirit, an openness to other people. Whether they thought something that was right or wrong was less important than that they were another human being for whom Christ died. And that just came out of C.S. Lewis' writing, whether he was talking about disputation with someone or he was writing about something altogether different. As I began to pay more attention to who I was and who I was wanting to become, I realized that there were people that I could spend more time with who would do the same kind of thing. And the nice thing about writing is that we don't have to be able to actually get to these people, because sometimes it's impossible because they're dead. Sometimes it's impossible because they were never alive. You've read the Chronicles of Narnia. To stick with the C.S. Lewis theme, there are people there that you could imitate to your prophet. Reading stories where we see people exhibiting courage and trust, as we see the children do in the series of books as they trust Aslan, the symbol of God. We see lives that are lived out in such a way that we would like to be like. We're going to imitate people. We are going to take on the influences of our atmosphere, of our context. The people around us are going to make a difference to us. That's inescapable. But we have the opportunity to choose who we are going to spend that time with and how we are going to interact with them in such a way that they can create in us those things that we want as we imitate them, whether it's consciously or unconsciously. And that's what Paul's talking about here as much as anything. He's saying you are going to be affected by people. Pick ones that are worthy of imitation. All of us, as I've already said, have those people around us. In this community of faith and in our sort of that next circle, we have people who behave in ways that we look up to and we say, I wish I was more like that. Well, that's the beginning of it. You identify what it is that in someone else you value, and then you try to be like that. It's not a matter of sitting down with someone and saying, I want you to give me a list of ways that you are generous, that you are compassionate, that you are disciplined, whatever it might be, because that's not exactly what we're looking for. Nothing wrong with those lists of things that we can do, but the bigger thing is the relationship we have with that person. And we see what it is that they do. And when we talk to them, we just absorb almost this sense of who they are. Because one of the most significant things we can get from somebody else's example is that the change we want is possible. If we want to become more of anything or less of something else, it's impossible if we don't believe that it's possible. If you want to get up a little bit earlier in the morning to spend time with God, to eat a better breakfast, whatever it might be, if you just don't think that's possible, I don't think you'll succeed. But if you think that's really hard because you don't like getting up early, and you're talking to someone who maybe discloses in some way that they had a similar struggle at some point, and now they do get up that little bit earlier, you now know it's possible. And maybe you're going to talk to them about how they did it or what they did to get some advice, but as you try to become more like them in this particular way, you now know that it can be done. One of the things that Paul demonstrates is that it's possible to follow Jesus. Sounds trivial, but he demonstrated that it was possible to follow Jesus when it was really hard. When he was thrown in jail, when he was beaten, when he was shipwrecked, all of those things that he goes through in that list of these are the things that I have done to follow Jesus, by knowing that he still did through all of that, makes it a little more possible for us to believe that we can through our own difficulties, because we all have difficulties. And for us, maybe whatever our most immediate difficulty is every bit as profound as being shipwrecked was for Paul. Don't minimize the challenges that you're going through. But remember always that you can go through them. And look to the example of Paul. Or if you want someone a little closer to our time, perhaps Corrie Ten Boom. If you're finding it difficult to live a life where forgiveness is the norm rather than the exception, read some of her writings. Someone who went through the death camps and came out the other side and learned how to forgive. It's a profound lesson. There are people. Maybe you know them by name. Maybe you're married to them. Or they're your parent or your child. Who have aspects that you want to be more like. That's good. You are not called to invent a unique form of Christianity. You are called to be uniquely Christian because you are a unique person, of course. But trying to be like somebody else who is successful in an area that you want to be successful in has scriptural basis. And we read it today. We see it in other places in Scripture where we're called to be imitators of God, of Jesus, of Paul. The Christian life, the human life, is too complex for us to figure out entirely on our own. And hopefully we've got that now. If we haven't, I give that to you as an extra little bit. It's too complex for you to figure it out entirely on your own. But as we look around at the people that we're in contact with, either physically or through their writings or whatever it might be, we can see aspects that we can take upon ourselves, that we might become ever more the people we were created to be, that we might become more and more like Jesus. We want to be like Jesus. And we read in the Gospels ways that we can be like Jesus, but we can also read them in the letters of Paul, the book of Hebrews, all those saints through church history, people that we're sitting with today. We can learn from those around us. We can become more like those aspects of their character that we want to be like, and that's a good thing. So who to imitate? Well, look around. Find someone or see something in someone that you want more of, that moves you closer to that identification with Christ. And then imitate them. You don't have to dress like them. You don't have to talk like them. But when you see those things that they do that you want to be more like, use them as an example, and you'll be well on your way. Amen.